Stuart Palmer is from the campaign group Rail Future. Stuart, morning to you.
Good morning.
So, are you for these or against these proposals?
Well, I think you have to look at the, particularly on the Epsom, Dorking, Leatherhead, Guildford route, you have to look at the extent of these proposed changes. I mean, they are proposing, SWR, a 33% reduction in the peak service and a 50% reduction in the off-peak service. Now, this is going to have a major impact on people going to work, people going for educational purposes, and, of course, for leisure. And frankly, the spin that South Western Railway are putting on this is just that. It is spin. Their own figures in the consultation document predict that leisure travel, which is principally off-peak, will exceed pre-COVID levels. Now, can someone explain to me how, with their forecasts of demand, that any reduction in off-peak services is justified?
Yeah, but there's the whole commuter thing as well. What do you make of that idea, that there won't be as many commuters in the future?
Well, of course, the truth is, these are forecasts. We do not know. I think, you know, a 33% reduction is going to have a major impact on people's travel habits. It's going to extend, in reality, journey times. Let's remember the big picture here. The government keeps talking about building back better post-COVID. I cannot see how a 33% reduction is building back better. And, of course, the government has signed up to some very demanding carbon reduction targets. The impact of these cuts will be to make rail a less attractive proposition and is therefore in complete contradiction of the government's stated objective of transferring people, what we call modal shift, from cars to other low-carbon forms of transport. This whole thing simply doesn't make sense in the wider context of where this country is supposed to be going.
All right, so what do you make of the idea that trains are going to be longer from December of 2022? They're going to be longer than before, which will help with space for passengers. Even if there's S trains, there's going to be more space.
Well, they have argued in their own document, and again, I'm not quoting from other sources, this is their own document, they have argued that they will be providing 100% of the peak hour capacity on the group known as the Main Suburban, which includes the Epsom-Dorking route. The truth is, of course, that this word capacity is a, well, it's not an untruth, but it's stretching the truth. The new Class 701 trains have a total capacity of 1,296 people in a 10-car train. 1,296. There are 556 seats. So in other words, South Western Rail are saying we are delivering 100% pre-COVID capacity, but that is on the assumption, James, that 57% of people will stand. Now, again, come back to the build back better argument. I think it's a basic requirement to build back better that customers, passengers, rail users have the opportunity to, as far as possible, get a seat. Now, we know that we can't provide a seat for everybody in the high peak, but what South Western Railway are doing is actually making rail less attractive. The government says it wants to get people back on trains. Well, I think it would be a good place to start to try and provide as many seats as possible, not as much capacity as possible.
Well, you've explained that well, Stuart. Thank you. From Rail Future, the campaign group. We've got Chris Grayling on, the MP for Epsom, on after 8 o'clock this morning. Get his thoughts on this. Want to hear? And let's get the thoughts of Chris Grayling, who's the MP for Epsom and Ewell. Morning to you.
Hello there.
What do you make of the proposals?
I think they're atrocious. I think they are two things. First of all, they are a dramatic reduction in capacity at the peak. From 2022 onwards, this is not now when the pandemic's come to an end. This is in 15 months' time, when nobody's got any clear idea at all about how many people are going to be working from home and how many people are going to be commuting as normal. But it's also a complete betrayal of the pitch they made to government when they took over the franchise. And I was Transport Secretary. I didn't actually want to give them the franchise. I'd just taken over. I didn't want to change on this route because we had the sudden rail dispute over a bit further over. But the process had gone too far to change it. And the reality is they offered to be able to run this railway in a much more different way, a much more modern way. They were bringing in skills from MTR, the people who run the Hong Kong railway. And they said that with all the problems of congestion on this railway, they'd be able to do it, run it better. They're now turning around and saying, actually, by reducing the number of trains, we can have a more reliable railway. Well, that's not the point. You said when you took this over that you were going to make this railway run, with all its congestion problems, more effective than it did before. This is a complete cop-out and it's a betrayal of passengers.
Right. Your colleague in Mole Valley, Sir Paul Beresford, has said that we can't ignore the fact that the pandemic has reduced the demand for rail travel and that it's likely we won't get the same number of passengers. Is he right?
Well, that is almost certainly true, but it doesn't merit, for example, on the Epsom line, cutting the number of seats available at peak times by half. And that's what they're actually doing. It doesn't merit cutting the services by a third. There may well be a reduction, but saying we're going to cut the services by a third and cut the number of seats by half in 15 months' time is, in my view, just completely irresponsible. And this is not actually about a reduction in services overall. You've just heard the company say they're going to be running more trains. This is because they have difficulties in Wimbledon in the morning with the number of trains going through Wimbledon. It gets congested, and if something goes wrong, the timetable goes wrong. And so what they're saying is this will enable us to run a more reliable railway, to which my response is, you said you had the skills to run a more reliable railway when you took this over from Stagecoach, the company around Southwest Trains, who'd done a perfectly decent job for a long time. You said you could do this better. Now you're saying, actually, you failed, and so you need to reduce the number of trains so you can make it work efficiently, and that really is not good enough.
So it's a bit like a manifesto pledge that they go back on.
Yes, absolutely. And you're going to ask me the question, and I've got serious misgivings about some of the national issues as well. But right now I'm focusing on this, which really affects my constituents. And I'm going to be doing everything I can to get the company to back away from this.
Some people are saying that the ticket prices are going up, that actually the service won't be as good. On that basis, it isn't a good idea to really cut the service then.
No, it's not. And my view is that, you know, if we discover in 2 years' time that there's been a really dramatic fall in the number of commuters and we've got empty trains at peak times, well, maybe that's the time to revisit it. But first of all, I don't believe that's going to happen. And also, when you cut the number of seats by half, and bear in mind, these are journeys of 40, 50 minutes coming from the southern end of my constituency and from Mole Valley, which is far longer than people are supposed to stand. Now, given the numbers the company is coming forward with, it says to me that far more people are going to end up standing on trains going to work after the pandemic than before the pandemic, and that really isn't good enough.
So, look, we can all get angry about it and not agree, or maybe just give our thoughts in this consultation. Can the Transport Secretary, which you used to be, can they actually do anything about it?
Well, I hope so, because I'm going to be talking to ministers about it. And of course, now since I've been there, the state's taken much greater control over the railways, and so the Department of Transport does have a significant influence over this, and I'm going to be putting pressure on them. But fundamentally, this is not an individual change that's been pushed by ministers. It's a decision that's been taken by the company in order to help them run the railway more smoothly. And what I'm saying to them is, you know, actually, you said you could do that without cutting the number of services 3 years ago when you came along and took this over, and you're letting people down by saying, well, actually, we couldn't do that now. We have to cut the trains to make it run efficiently.
Good talking to you. Thank you. Chris Grayling, the MP for Epsom and Yule.